This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you spent any time grilling over the long holiday weekend, perhaps you noticed your hamburgers and your hot dogs were a little more dear this year compared to last. Food prices are indeed rising for a whole bunch of reasons. Pork and beef shortages, a coffee fungus down in Central America, a citrus bacteria here that's hitting oranges and grapefruit. But despite all of that, Americans spend, on average, less for groceries as a percentage of their incomes than people anywhere else in the world. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Some of this is just common sense math, says Anne-Marie Coons of the Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.
Americans, on average, have a higher income level. And so when you're taking total income and the amount spent on food, it's just a lower percentage.
The reason people in Pakistan and Kenya spend nearly half of their disposable incomes on food is that their incomes are low compared to your average American. But Americans also spend less on food than people in higher income countries like Germany, Sweden, and France. Dan Bossi, president of the consulting firm Ag Resource Company, says a couple of factors decrease the price of food in the U.S., like land.
America's blessed with a tremendous amount of farmland, estimated somewhere around 350 million acres.
Bossi says U.S. farmland is becoming more productive with advances in seeds and chemicals. Some of these, like genetically modified plants, are restricted in Europe. Timothy Richards, a professor of agribusiness at Arizona State's W.P. Carey School of Business, says Europeans have different quality standards.
Consumers take their food a lot more seriously in Europe than we do here. They're more likely to buy, you know, higher-end things. You know, here, Walmart is obviously the dominant food supplier just because it's cheap.
And while food is always susceptible to price hikes, Americans eat a very varied diet, says the USDA's Anne-Marie Coons.
So when the price of a particular good, say beef, becomes more expensive in the grocery store, we're able to easily shift our consumption to cheaper forms of protein.
Like chicken or even tofu. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.